First off, I'd like to say thank you for all coming out. I'm doing my personal favorites, Pioneers, Oh Pioneers, by my boy Walt Whitman. Huge fan, one of his best pieces. And it's talking about Western expansion almost, going out as a pioneer. And it really has a personal connection to me, as I've had many camping trips with the boys over the years. And we've had some definitely wild experiences. And when he says get your weapons ready, that is just speaking to me, because I've been attacked by beavers, snakes. Once saw a bear approach me, dodged it, but still approached me. I mean, the sharp-edged axes, you wouldn't last a minute out there without a fire. I mean, that's just hitting. He knows what he's doing. And when he talks about the Western youths, that's what you gotta have to survive the wild. Only the strong survive. The elders, they're not gonna make it. That's just too rough for them. But when you got a guy like Maniac Bolin, I mean, you can do anything with a guy like that. And that's who you need on your side. And I got him. And he refers to the seas. And I can see that just as the mighty Ahupi. When the current's just racing, it just blows my mind to think that I try to tame that. And no man will ever be able to tame the mighty Ahupi. And he talks about the gigantic peaks. And that just speaks to me on a level, thinking of a good cypress knee and running. And if you trip over it, well, that's the end of your shins. They're going to be sliced open. And not everybody can handle that. And it just talks about the treacherous adventures that you have to go on. That's what Walt expresses. And that just shows me, when you're trying to walk across the mighty Ahupi with the current coming at you, and the fish swimming, the brim coming by, maybe a wampus cat, you just gotta keep on trucking, because you're gonna make it. And even if you think you're not, even if you think that catfish gonna get you, you just gotta keep pushing, because it will get you. You could die. So you gotta have your weapons ready. And talks about just going in swarms, which shows you have to go in a pack. Personally, the pack I like to go with is Maniac Mullen, Skippy Squirrel, Wing It. I mean, guys like that, I mean, nothing bad could happen to me. I know they got my back and I got theirs. And it just talks about the pulse of the world. When you're out there on a cold night, when rain's falling, maybe Maniac Mullen's falling in the river, you can just feel the pulse of the world pushing down on you. You have to keep fighting. Keep pushing. Get stronger. That's what it does. It builds a man out of you. Builds character. I mean, just the forms, and it talks about the seamen, the landsmen. You run into some crazy folks out there, such as, I mean, Sack, Cricket, Terry, just Terry, Uncle Slick. You see guys like that? That changed a man, for the good and the bad. When you run into Scott Mullen out there in the mighty Ahupi, you better have your soul and your body ready. Talks about the brothers' orbs round the clustering suns of planet for dazzling days and the mystic nights. That's what it is. When you're on the Ahupi, you're not just a pioneer, you're an O-pioneer. When you're watching the stars, you know what you might see? You might see another galaxy. Anything can happen when you're out there on the Ahupi. Laying on that sandbar, it's like you're going west. It's like the Oregon Trail all over again. It's modern day westward expansion. An experience like that, I recommend to everybody. And it talks about the daughters of the West and the young and elder daughters. The mothers and the wives. Just makes me think, when you get your good little river girl out there, there's nothing like it. You just treat her right, cook her a good little meal over the stove, got you a prairie girl. And there's no, it talks about the delication, the sweet that you just don't receive out there. And delications aren't a necessity on the river. I mean, when you're out there in the sand between your toes, that's the only delicacy you need. When you're on your own, you're feeding for yourself, that's what you want. And it talks about the night descended. That just makes me think of when the sun's going down. And you think to yourself, am I going to make it the next morning? Is somebody going to come and try to kill me in my sleep? Just know, have your weapons ready. Have your axes sharpened. And if you hear the sound of the trumpet, it's daybreak call. And you know, it's time to move down the Ohoopee and become a new man. And to fight for what you believe in. And to westward expand and to be a pioneer.